Well, it's nice and clear out there this morning, but it's not going to stay that way, Len. The snow is on the way. Good morning. Welcome to Winter Wonderland.
Hey, it's already a state of emergency in New Jersey. Schools are closed.
Schools are closed already in New Jersey?
New Jersey. Yeah. Wow. Natalie, her whole family is like in three different school districts.
There's not a flake in the sky, and they closed New Jersey?
All closed.
They closed the schools?
Yeah.
Oh, closed it as of like 6 o'clock last night.
Yeah. You are the biggest wimps out there in New Jersey.
Well,
please.
Northern New Jersey has a lot of closures. South Jersey right now still has a bunch of delays, so it's all over the map. But I think the ones that are delays might be changing, so you got to make sure you keep on.
Well, we're going to get 2 to 4 inches here in the city. You're going to get like 5 to 8 inches where you are up in New Jersey,
right? And then you have the turning to ice rather than rain, which is going to make things
That's bad.
A little.
It's a beautiful
dicey day
in the neighborhood. That leads off our big three. The snowstorm is on the way. Also in the big three,
you must have gotten a good night's sleep.
Why?
You sound so up and enthusiastic, and I'm impressed.
Well, you know, I don't mind a fun little snowstorm coming because my commute isn't very long.
I'll be home.
I'll be bundled up. I'm going to light the fire.
With Riedel, it's all about me.
I want to tell you this, though. Here's what I'm annoyed at. Remember I was saying that I'm in favor of congestion pricing?
Yeah.
I withdraw that support because I got in a cab today because the congestion pricing hit. I was in the cab 1 minute and the fare was already $6.80. I said to the cab driver, "Are you ripping me off?" He said, "No, I'm sorry. Everyone thinks that they're being ripped off."
Wait a minute, but if you're already below 96,
it kicked in.
Wow.
Yeah. It kicked in. My cab ride was $15 to go 2 blocks practically.
It's a good thing you were a major radio personality and you can afford it.
Yeah, right. I'm going to be riding my bike in the snowstorm from now. All right. Also in the big three, well, it looks like we got a deal there, Len, on the border. The president, the great deal maker that is. He's finally brought the Democrats to heel.
Oh, really?
They're going to give him some money for the blinds.
Have you looked at money for the blinds?
Well, the slats.
Did you see our buddy Sean Hannity? His head already exploded last night.
What?
not enough money, not enough wall. I can only imagine what Ann Coulter thinks.
Exactly.
She must have gone into hiding.
The president's got to put this behind him because, folks, he's not going to get the money he wants for the wall as long as the Democrats control the House of Representatives. That is the end of that discussion. And rounding out the big three, this is a very serious issue. One that I have been detecting is coming for some time here. Anti-Semitism is roiling the Democratic Party. The Minnesota representative, her name is Ilhan Omar. She says it's all about the Benjamins, baby. And in a tweet, she said that Jewish money is controlling foreign policy on Israel. That's right. The Jews have all the money, and they're the secret puppet string pullers behind the scenes. That's as old an anti-Semitic trope as it comes.
You looking for my reaction?
Yes, I am.
Well, she has apologized. You're not going to believe
my... Oh, she's apologized.
No, you're not going to believe my reaction.
She hates Israel.
Well, you're not going to believe my reaction.
What?
That's her right.
Her right to be anti-Semitic?
It's her... Well, it's...
There's a difference between being against Israel and being anti-Semitic.
There is.
She has crossed the line, and that is according to Nancy Pelosi,
who
reprimanded her.
Yeah, no, anti-Semitism's not good. But she's allowed to be anti-Israel. I mean, that's not against the law. But no, I understand.
No, but this
she's
was not...
She's apologized, all right? What do you want from her?
She's saying it's all your money. It's all that Jewish secret money floating around out there.
Oh, and all the Republicans who call Soros the Jewish money? Come on.
How many Republicans do that?
Wait a second. Wasn't it the House Majority Leader? Came and had to delete his tweets about the Jewish Soros money? Come on.
That's nothing compared to what she's doing. Because a lot of people on the left, including Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, their hatred of Israel, I think, slips into anti-Semitism.
Well, that's wrong.
But money does control policy.
Well, look at the NRA. Look at everyone. Of course, money.
Anti-Semite Joe Bartlett this morning.
Has nothing to do with anti-Semitism.
Are you defending this woman?
No, not her comments, because she is anti-Israel. But
she's allowed to be anti-Israel.
Well, that's true.
What's right? That's not against
the
law.
She does not like Jews. Come on.
But she's right when it comes to money controls policy.
Yes, but the way it's phrased, Joe, like this secret Jewish money that's floating out there, that's what they've been saying all the time. That's Jewish money that controls everything.
Well, that's not good. Well, they've been saying that for how many hundred years? This is not something new.
Well, they've been saying that since Jews were moneylenders.
Yeah.
I think what she also said, too, was that she's not opposed to, she has no problem with the Israeli people. It's the Israeli government she has the problem with.
She has problems with the Jews, trust me.
Maybe she does. So she apologized. What do you want? Do you want to kick out of Congress?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And it's not going to happen.
I'm telling you guys.
And the guy in Virginia is still governor, if you haven't noticed.
On the new hardcore young left, anti-Semitism is on the rise. You see it in Britain. Jeremy Corbyn, the leader of the Labour Party, clearly an anti-Semite, has a whole bunch of people in that party who are anti-Semitic. And you see with this congresswoman from Minnesota and some of the others there, the hatred of Israel has morphed into the hatred of the Jews.
You're not even Jewish and you're going crazy on this.
I'm a huge supporter of Israel.
So am I.
My favorite musical is Fiddler on the Roof.
And it just started in Yiddish.
I know. That's
I knew
very
you,
happy.
You were going to morph into Broadway.
I'm going to invite Congresswoman Ilhan Omar to be my date for the Yiddish Fiddler on the Roof.
If you oppose policy, Israeli policy, doesn't make you an anti-Semite.
It really doesn't.
There's this like knee-jerk reaction. Oh, you must be anti-Semitic.
I think there is something about the way she phrases things.
No, I think it's a hijab that you don't like.
No. I have no problem with that. I just got back from Morocco, a wonderful Islamic country. I love Islam.
Some of my best friends are wear hijabs.
I don't have any Muslim friends, frankly, but they're very...
I do.
My tour guide was very nice in Morocco. I loved him.
Muslim friends. All right, so don't start. I guess I'm not as outraged because what else is new? Yeah. I mean, they've been picking on us forever.
You've been hating the Jews for a long time.
This is nothing new. So she's anti-Semitic, okay? But
you don't care.
When
she comes to round you up, you might care.
Well, yes, I would care about
that. You
would
care, absolutely, yeah, then. So
I would absolutely care.
Anyway, Trump was down at the border, and Beto O'Rourke had a competing rally, but not so many people showed up for Beto's
rally. My
rally
was bigger than his
that
rally.
That was hilarious.
He challenged us. So we have, let's say, 35,000 people tonight, and he has 200 people, 300 people. Not too good.
What were the real numbers?
I don't know.
Didn't he have like 6,000?
He had 16. No, he had 16,000.
16?
Yeah. And Beto had 10.
I loved when he went after Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Did you hear that one?
Yeah.
They introduced the so-called Green New Deal. It sounds like a high school term paper that got a low mark.
Now, you know what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeted? Did you see that?
No, what did she tweet?
Yes, a man who can't even read briefings written in full sentences is providing literary criticism of a House resolution.
Well, but did you see, though, her people came out and they said, oops, we made a mistake, we released the report before it was finished, or it was a draft of the report.
Yeah.
So they released the one that said no more air travel.
Exactly. I don't think half the people even read it. They talk about Trump not reading briefing papers.
All the Democrats endorsed it without even looking at it.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
By the way, he does a great job of labeling things.
Absolutely.
That is such a good label.
A bad term paper.
With a low mark.
A low mark. No, it's terrific. Absolutely.
And I thought the issue, to me, the biggest issue of all was this one.
I wouldn't mind having one, honestly, but I don't have any time. I don't.
Talking about having a White House dog. having a White House pet.
How would I look walking a dog on the White House lawn?
You gotta love him.
Sort of not for, I don't know, I don't feel good. Feels a little phony to me. Yeah, Obama had a dog, you're right.
Somebody yelled out, Obama had a dog.
See, I'm so glad he's back doing rallies.
Yeah.
Because when he was reading from the teleprompter at the State of the Union address, it was getting a little boring. He's much better when he's among his crowd, ginning him up and just on the attack.
On this dog thing. I mean, it is phony. He had a dog. He never took care of it.
You know, as soon as Obama was out of camera range walking that dog, he turned the reins over to eight helpers. Go feed it, go give it a run or something like that.
What do you expect the President of the United States to go open the can of dog food?
A pooper scooper.
He's very busy. He's not watching television like Trump and playing golf. Obama was working.
But he's honest about it. I'm too busy.
I don't want to take care of a dog.
I'm too busy having executive time and watching Fox and Friends. I don't have time to take care of a dog.
Executive time is time for him to clear his head and wrestle with the issues facing our country today, Len.
Do you actually believe the BS that you spew?
Yes.
Do you actually believe that?
I believe it in the first segment.
You changed your
mind? You should by the half of the hour.
When I wear you down, you change your mind?
I believe until about 6:16.
I seem to recall, was it not President Trump who said, if I become president, I'm not going to have any time to play golf like Obama. I'll be too busy running the country. And this guy set world records for playing golf. Does that bother any of you?
He plays golf very quickly because he wants to get back to the desk.
Come on, Joe, give your lawn. He's doing business on the golf course. He's Come working. On, Joe.
He plays
cough
quickly.
It up.
He's thinking.
Plays quickly, and he's working.
Yeah, he's working with Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus.
Everything is just fine, Len.
Yeah,
he deserves a couple of rounds of golf. The country's in good shape.
It's in great shape.
Nothing wrong.
Great shape. So, all right, hey, when we come back, we've got an update on the Cross Bronx crash, terrible crash.
Yeah.
And how bad is this snowstorm going to be? Well, we'll check in with WOR Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Stajic. And take a listen to WOR Tonight with Joe Concha and Lise Wheel this evening from 6 to 9.
Attention union members, you're looking to buy or refinance? Take advantage of an exclusive mortgage program designed for New York's proud union members, trusted for more than 20 years. Members Mortgage Corp provides an affordable mortgage loan program, and it's affordable for active and retired New York union members. It applies to all of them, and there are no upfront fees or points. Just call 1-833-99-UNION to start saving. 833-99-UNION. That's 833-99-UNION. Or just go to membersmortgagecorp.com. All right, 6:25. We're awaiting the snow. Probably around 8 o'clock, we'll check in with Ray Stajic at the Weather Channel in just a moment. By the way, Stajic tweeted, Michael, that coming up some big meteorological terms that will blow us away. So I can't wait to hear. He's made up some new ones, like this polar vortex nonsense. Well, let's hear. We'll get to him in a second.
Dewdrops.
Oh boy, I can't wait. Anyway, all morning yesterday we were talking about that tragedy on the Cross Bronx, which shut down the Cross Bronx in both directions for a while. Total traffic nightmare. And it turned out, you know what happened? There was a minor collision. So this fella is driving westbound named Jaquan Cesar. He's 28 years old. He sees a Mercedes-Benz rear-ends another car. He gets out to help. While he's in the roadway, he gets hit by another vehicle. He gets thrown across the barrier to the eastbound side. God. And then a driver hit him there and drove off. And he was pronounced dead at the scene. He was the fatality.
Poor guy.
So just
trying to be helpful, a good Samaritan.
Yeah, just a word of prayer for Jaquan Cesar and his family, trying to do a good thing, just 28 years old and winds up killed. What's the answer to the story? Don't get involved. Don't get out of your car. It's a tough situation. So he was just trying to do the right thing, and it didn't work out. All right, let's. Everyone wants to know about the snow, when, where, and how, and I can't wait to hear what BS that Ray Stajic's made up. So what are these new meteorological terms, Ray? Good morning. How are you, pal?
Well, I may have to sprinkle them in as we discuss synoptic situation here.
What situation?
Right, the synoptic situation.
Synoptic. You know, please spell synoptic.
Right, with an S.
No, I know. What comes in? Why? Synoptic?
Synoptic. S-Y-N. Oh, yeah. Right.
P-E-T-I-C.
What is this, a spelling bee?
So what the hell is a synoptic? What does this mean?
It's the weather.
Apocalypse?
It's
snowpocalypse.
No snowpocalypse. Snow in, probably around 8 o'adjust. Looking at the dew points and the adiabatic lapse rates, it does look evaporationally cool.
You're looking at the what? What are you looking at?
We're looking at the adiabatic lapse rate.
Adiabatic?
Adiabatic with a B as in boy.
Adiabatic.
Right. And there's separation between temperature and dew point. And you got single digit dew points, so we will evaporationally cool the air mass a little bit as the precip.
Stop.
Yes.
Natalie, say what you just said to us. Say it on.
When and how much?
There you go. Yeah. That's from Natalie, not from us.
I was wondering how long it would producer. Take. I was wondering how
You're
long
slow,
it would
take. You're slow, Ray. I know what you're doing.
Ray, I'm going to, one more. When and how much?
All right. Here, 8, 2 to 4 to rain.
Here in the city, 2 to 4.
Yeah, I think 2 to 4.
Okay.
Yeah, probably
when?
Starting around 8.
Okay.
You may see a few flurries, maybe a brief snow shower before that. We think the solider shield to precip around 8, maybe a little beforehand. And then picking up most of our snow accumulating between 10 and 1 until we start seeing that transition to some sleet.
Oh, so the whole morning is going to be a mess.
Yeah, well, from about 8 o'clock on, 9 o'clock on, probably between 10 and 1 o'clock is when the steadiest of the snow, and most of that 2 to 4 inches is probably going to fall. And then we'll see the sleet and the freezing rain mixing in. So we'll end up with about 2 to 4 inches of snow and ice accumulating because it's the most. So by midday, tricky out there. So if you are out and traveling out and about, that's when it's going to be at its worst. So midday, and then the afternoon commute should be better as warmer air works in upstairs in the atmosphere. And we get above freezing by about 3 or 4 o'clock, and we see just a plain rain, and temperatures actually rise through the nighttime hours tonight. So it does look like an accumulating event with a winter weather advisory. Now, even in the warning area, the winter storm warning area, which is a step up from the winter weather advisory, most of Passaic into Morris and Sussex counties, and as far south as Orange and Putnam counties and points north, even there in the warning, it's only 4 or 5 inches of snow and ice. So we don't go from maybe 2 to 4 in and around the city, maybe a little less on Long Island. We don't jump up in the warning areas to double-digit snow totals. We probably don't get those as we get further up toward the north. And we know, as of yesterday's discussion, we don't care about that, so I won't mention it.
No, we care, but not too far north. We care about Westchester.
Right.
You know, Rockland, we care about that.
You gotta go
not interested in Maine.
Yeah, you got to go way further north than that to get into any double-digit total. It's going to be Adirondack.
Is this stuff going to stick around, Ray?
It probably won't. I mean, by tomorrow morning with the rain coming down, you may see most of the accumulating snowfall. I mean, obviously on the roadways going away. And grassy surfaces probably stick around. Tomorrow we do get and stay above freezing. We're probably mid-upper 30s tonight and continue to rise into the upper 30s. Tomorrow night we go down to 30 and into the mid-40s, and by Thursday it's all gone.
Is there any chance that you could just totally have blown this and we'll get really dumped like 6 to 12 inches?
Sure.
Really?
Well, I hope that happens.
Yes.
No, you don't.
it's just to torture Ray.
Yeah, it looks unlikely. I mean, what's the chance of me blowing a forecast twice in one winter season? Low.
Pretty good.
Well, I think, if you check out your synoptic and adiabatics, I think pretty good.
So, we'll have more as the morning goes on.
All right, thanks, Ray. Appreciate it. Ray Stajic at the Weather Channel. So, it looks like at your house, you're not getting the 5 to 8, Natalie. Maybe just the 5. They still cancel school.
Such a drama queen, Natalie.
I have to drive home in it, by the way.
That's true. He said the worst time would be on the road when we weren't going to be on the road.
Exactly.
Yeah, boo-hoo.
All right, you take your bicycle uptown. Hey, it's time for the latest news headlines. Good morning to you, Joe Bartlett.
All righty, Len. Governor Cuomo is going to Washington today to talk taxes with President Trump. He wants Trump to raise the $10,000 limit on local and state tax deductions, saying it's punishing blue states.
Oh, by the way, we just raided the Democratic states and penalized them, and we got away with the theft because we have a Republican Senate and a Republican Congress. That's what happened.
Uh-huh. So why does he think Trump's going to be sympathetic to this?
He's not. I think maybe he did say at one point he'd consider looking at it, but...
if it's more than a paragraph. Go ahead. Just keep doing the news. Don't shoot me those looks. Just read the news.
Just given how he's been treated by liberal Democrats, I don't think he's going to make any deals with these guys. But Cuomo says wealthy New Yorkers are leaving the state, and it's already caused a $2 billion hole in the state budget. Tentative deal in Congress to avert a government shutdown at the end of the week. Question is, will the president sign it? It includes just $1.4 billion for fencing, not the $5.7 he wants.
Will it pass the Senate?
Yeah, well, I guess so. I mean, they have a bipartisan agreement. Republicans have agreed to this thing.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't think anybody wants the government shut down. The question is really, is the president going to accept this?
Well, he says he's building the wall anyway, no matter what's in this deal. So.
Yeah, exactly. And he said, by the way, we need the wall to keep drugs out of here.
We can have such a big cut in the numbers, in the percentages, if we get the wall built, if we have a strong wall with other things. But we need the wall, and it has to be built, and we want to build it fast.
And we're building it anyway, he says. Mayor de Blasio headed to New Hampshire. Oh, rumors flying.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe he'll stay.
I hope so. Maybe he'll get snowed in up there.
He's going to stop.
What does he think he's going to get? A hero's welcome in the state of New Hampshire? Really?
We'll find out. He's going to go to speak at Harvard.
Of course.
Well, that's not New Hampshire.
Yeah, Harvard's in Massachusetts.
That's Cambridge.
May I finish? He's going to go to Harvard first, where he will talk about pre-K, paid personal leave, and then go to New Hampshire, the leadoff primary state.
Dartmouth is in New Hampshire.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Harvard's in Massachusetts.
Durham,
Even I know that, Michael. Let me just move on.
I wish you would.
It's so tedious with you guys. I mean, really. It really is. Tedious.
We're just trying to keep you on your
toes. Ponderous. Our news brought to you by Gary Goldberg Financial Services. Schedule a free consultation by visiting ggfs.com. Kind of reluctant to even do another story, but I'll try.
Please.
Go ahead. Come on.
What you got? Give it your best shot, Bartlett.
Let's go.
is getting a flu shot a big conspiracy?
All right. Thanks, Joe. Hey, come it up. Oh, there's more?
If you don't want it, we can stop there.
Go for it.
It's a very important story.
Yes. No, it is.
Big conspiracy by who?
Three in ten people think that there's a government conspiracy involving the flu shots.
Three in ten people think that the Daybreak is a conspiracy. Yeah,
3 in 10, that's 30%. That's a pretty decent number.
That's the amount of Trump space, isn't it? 3 in 10. Oh, go ahead. Just finish story.
The day's only begun.
I know.
Yeah, we're just getting warmed up, Joe.
Anyway, doctors say the flu shot is safe, but a lot of people say it doesn't work. I don't get one.
I take it every year. I don't get one. I hope it works.
You know. Do you take one, Michael?
I didn't get one this year, but yeah, I usually get one.
Yeah, I take it.
Not a big deal.
You never take it?
No.
You wash your hands like that guy at Fox for 10 years?
I do wash my hands, yes. Yeah.
All right, good. All right, thanks, Joe. That was great. Coming up next, our mugshot of the year. Our mugshot of the year, I tell you, comes to us from New Jersey. What a cutie pie this one is. And we want you to take a listen to WOR Tonight with Joe Concha and Lise Wheels this evening between 6 and 9. Let me tell you something. There's no better time to buy appliances and no better place to buy them than from our friends at PC Richardson. I shop at the store in Greenvale. That's on Long Island between Roslyn and Glen Cove. They treat me like family, and they're going to treat you like family, too. Appliance experts know what they're talking about. They have the largest selection of appliances. They have the guaranteed lowest prices. They will deliver the next day. They install. And if you ever have a problem, their repair team is the best in the business. Believe me, I know. I've tried them. They're great. Right now, during their President's Day sale, get huge savings on hundreds of appliances, plus special financing available. And when you buy any Whirlpool, KitchenAid, or Maytag appliance at PC Richardson & Son, you get free next-day delivery. You can't beat that. So whether you're moving, renovating, or just want to replace your appliances, do what I do. Get to PC Richardson & Son today. PC Richardson & Son, the company you can trust since 1909. Let's trust traffic now with Bernie Viter.
Well, if you're going to get arrested and you're going to have your mugshot taken, you might as well have a little fun with it. So right. In Spotswood, New Jersey, an old bridge woman was arrested for breaking into sports cars. Her name is Janice Drive, and they released her mugshot.
No. See, I made the same mistake.
What?
Janice Drive is the name of the street where there were reports of cars being broken into.
Oh, I thought her name was Janice Drive.
The cars were broken into on Janice Drive. No, when I saw that, I thought that was her name, too.
That's a good name,
Janice Drive is a great name.
Well, I told you, Google Janice Drive,
and that's
what came up.
Well, it says that.
That's not her
honestly,
name.
It's a perfect name for a traffic reporter.
Absolutely, Janice Drive. Now traffic from Janice Drive.
That'd be great.
No, her name is...
Weather with Stormfield.
You know. Her name is... I keep wanting to say Janice Drive. No, it's Shanna Hillsman of Old Bridge.
Yeah, not as good as Janice Drive.
Not as good as, no. So yeah. Shanna Hillsman, she breaks into these cars. She's arrested. And her mugshot, she gives you not just one finger... But two fingers.
She looks right in the camera.
Double barrel, two fingers.
Double bird right at the camera. That's New Jersey, baby.
Check out our website, 710WOR.com/Lennon Michael, to see this mugshot given the two fingers.
It's awesome. Did she think this is going to make my situation any better?
It's not so much just the two fingers. It's the look on her face.
Look.
It's like, I just don't give a bleep about this one.
She is giving you
Listen to this beauty. She was breaking into cars. She was found to be in possession of numerous burglary tools, including a screwdriver, hammer, and the same flashlight seen on surveillance videos.
Mm-hmm.
She's charged with burglary, criminal trespassing, and possession of burglary tools. And she gives double bird.
She's one tough-looking lady. That's a face that can slash tires.
When I was first looking up the story, I wrote mugshot, middle finger or something like that. And you would be surprised
how many
people have their mugshot taken, given the middle finger.
Warner Wolf's, right? Didn't Warner give the middle finger?
No, Warner did not. Why was he wearing an orange thing? Was that they gave him an orange?
It's like he was picked up by ISIS.
Really? Orange is the new black? Really?
Maybe he was doing some, school patrol beforehand.
Man, that's our buddy Warner. Hopefully he'll get off.
His
lawyer said that the whole story hasn't come out. If you don't know the story, our buddy Warner Wolf was arrested at his gated community in Naples, and he really objected to the word plantation being in the title of the
of his town,
gated community. Oh, the gated community. Yeah. So he railed at meetings, I guess, and lobbied, and when he got nowhere, he just went and removed the sign himself and got arrested for destroying
property.
It's called
civil disobedience.
But his lawyer told Natalie yesterday that we're going to hear the whole... There's more to the story.
More to the story. We'll hear the whole story.
Civil disobedience. There's Martin Luther King, Gandhi, and Warner Wolf. Civil disobedience.
So let me ask you a question. Now, you, Anthony put up a whole page of various funny mugshots, right, on our website?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so you got all these. Now, do all these other people give the double bird?
No, I did not.
Is this
find
a rare double bird?
A double bird was rare.
Wow.
I should take a look. It's a funny. It's a funny time.
All right, check it out. 710WOR.com/Lennon Michael
Yeah, so now we've got this new head of NYCHA. What's her name? Lynn Patton. Yes. HUD administrator.
No, her name is Janice Drive.
Yeah, Lynn Patton. Right. So she's going to go stay in these NYCHA housings.
Yes.
She announced this the other day. She's going to really, you know, be there and see what they're, how bad the situation
4 weeks.
She was staying in Trump Tower, but now she's going to go be in NYCHA for 4 weeks. So what do? Workers cleaned up the trash, swept the public walkways, painted some of the buildings to take care of the place before she gets there.
Well, that's
so this
not
is
right.
defeating the purpose. It's ridiculous.
And did I hear that she's going to go home on the weekends?
Yeah. Back to Trump
off
Tower.
Gets good behavior.
So she's ridiculous.
Just going to stay there during a week, right?
HUD Administrator Lynn Patton moved into the Patterson houses in the Bronx on Monday after they were painted, swept clean, all the garbage was removed. Now the Post, got to hand it to the Post. Post reporters were there. They observed crews busily sweeping at 2:30, an hour and a half before she checked in.
That's not a bad thing, though. I mean, at least people are getting something done. But you know what she did before she worked for HUD?
What?
She was one of Trump's party planners, an event planner.
Well, there you go.
How did she get the job?
She's well qualified. He only surrounds himself with the best people. Haven't you heard?
I wonder. I think that's good. You know,
party planning. She did buy groceries for the family she's staying with at
Well, like I said, I'm sure this will turn around to help some of these people because there's going to be a lot of exposure.
Natalie, you know what's going to happen as soon as she leaves.
I know.
As soon as she leaves, they're going to forget the poor people stuck in these NYCHA houses.
But even temporary relief is not bad.
All right, here she is.
For the 4 weeks she's there.
Here's Lynn Patton. Here's what she had to say yesterday.
I'm not here to grandstand and get publicity. NYCHA gets that without me.
Oh, yeah, I'm not here to get publicity. There are huge pictures of her all over the paper this morning.
Well,
walking in with a little wheelie.
NYCHA's not fooling me by polishing the floors or picking up the trash or doing any of the other day-to-day operations that they should be required to do on a regular basis for these residents. I've seen it all.
You know who should be forced to live there in NYCHA for a year? Is Mayor de Blasio. He should be forced to live there. Maybe then he would pay attention.
It's a horrible situation. No one should have to live like that.
No, and the mayor, who's Mr. Progressive, fighting for the poor people, has done absolutely nothing for those poor people stuck in this crappy housing that's falling apart under his watch.
The cost must be unbelievable.
Well, you got to spend money. You can't have people sitting there with no heat.
Oh, of course.
No electricity.
No water.
Vermin. Rats.
Vermin?
Vermin.
Mold.
Oh, vermin with a V.
Yes.
I mean, the mold alone is killing people.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, here the residents are not taken in by this show.
I think it's a show.
Okay, there you go. And
that's it?
That was the whole soundbite, Natalie?
Well, he's well to done. The point.
Can't you see it's 1 second long?
You know, now I have to look at the time? It's bad enough I have to find this stuff over here. Now I have to look at how long it is?
Yes, you do.
Okay, well, let me listen to this.
That's going
to
fill the slot.
This is 1 second. This is very articulate.
I think it's a show.
Well, he's right. Go. But he is right. He's pithy and he's right.
You need to say.
I do have an 11-second soundbite. Should I play that one?
Sure, go for it.
Fire away.
Time it yourself. Water, Mississippi.
We don't see any of it in this neighborhood. We don't get the renovations. We don't get the upgrades. We don't get anything more than the basic necessities here. So how can you sit there and say that when we have days where we don't have heat and hot water?
Yeah, they say they're not getting the money.
All joking aside, this is a terrible, terrible issue for these people. And this mayor has done absolutely nothing to help them. Joke. This mayor is a joke. Stay in New Hampshire.
She is the Region 2. This Patton is the Region 2, Lynn Patton. Regional administrator overseeing New York and New Jersey. And I think she's going to go home on a weekend.
Right. Okay. Hey, the snow is coming. One state has already declared a state of emergency. Wimps. That's coming up. And take a listen to WOR Tonight with Joe Concha and Lise Wheel this evening from 6 to 9.
Another year has come. You know, we're all looking for ways to commit to improving our health. Mine is consuming over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. You ask why? Because consuming over 10 servings of fruits and veggies boosts my immune system, and it gives me the nutrients my body needs to improve my overall health. My secret is I'm taking Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies are 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies, all in a capsule. That's right, just a capsule. Give them a call. They'll even put you in touch with a free health coach to help you get set up and how much you should be taking and how you're feeling throughout the week. Just call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. They'll even take 35% off your first order with promo code WOR. They've seriously helped improve my health, so give them a try. Go to balanceofnature.com and use promo code WOR for 35% off your first order of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
And now let's get the traffic from Bernie Biden.
710 WOR.
I think the most, for you, Natalie, I don't know what it is, the most insufferable part of the job is listening to Rito come in here and start telling us who he's having, what, tea or lunch with? Who, what's the deal here?
I'm having tea with...
Well, she's British.
I'm having tea with Glenda Jackson this afternoon.
Name dropper!
So Glenda Jackson is... Why is that? She's 82 years old. She's, what does she want with you?
Yeah, well, first of all, she's 82 years old, and she's on Broadway playing the title role in King Lear.
Oh.
It's a four-hour play. She's 82, and she's playing King Lear. That is an amazing feat.
When did
for
this
an
open
actress.
Up?
Has it hasn't opened. It's in previews now.
Is that going to be a success?
Yes, it was a big hit in London. So she's a brilliant actress.
This is Shakespeare, right?
No. So, Neil Simon. King Lear by Neil Simon. Oh, my God. What am I working with here?
For 4 hours?
Oh, my God.
Is that Shakespeare?
Neil Simon.
This isn't King Lear the musical?
No. Oh, my God. No, listen, wait, no,
time
out. Here.
No, time out. In my defense, you love picking on me. When Aida hit Broadway, that wasn't opera. That was the Elton John, Tim Rice version.
There's no other version of King Lear than the one by William Shakespeare.
Well, come on. There's another version of Fiddler on the Roof in Yiddish. It's possible.
It's still Fiddler on the Roof. It's just in Yiddish. You could do King Lear in Yiddish, but it's still by William Shakespeare.
Tap dance version.
Oh, my God.
This is the rap version.
Ay, ay, ay. I can't take it.
In the room where it happens.
I cannot take it.
So, seriously. So, you called her because you're writing a column?
But she wanted to meet me because she's read my column and read my book.
Hang on, I'm going to do a little interview with her. She called you.
Her people.
That she wanted to meet you.
Regan and Goneril.
I wish they would have checked with me first.
Exactly. I would have warned her.
Really? Okay, fine. Hey, waiting for the snow here. Yes, it's
idiot.
Shakespeare, okay?
Shakespeare.
Trying to make conversation. You know, we do have 4 hours to fill. How about when I said goodnight yesterday to the show?
That was brilliant,
too. The show was ending like at 10 o'clock. I said goodnight.
Right, I know.
Now, in my defense.
There's no defense for you.
That it was nap time.
That was
goodnight for you.
That was one.
That's true.
The other defense is I've worked nights my entire life. So I've never
you
done a show.
You haven't worked nights in 20 years.
10.
Well, whatever.
So, I mean, but I've never had to say, okay, that's it. Good morning.
Only
it sounds
the past
weird.
4 years.
It sounds weird at the end to say good morning. At least on television at night, you say goodnight. Yeah, that makes true. Sense.
You
right?
Say, you just have a great day.
Say goodbye.
So everyone on the staff all day yesterday was saying goodnight. Goodnight. Goodnight.
Anyway. Now they're going to be saying, have you read King Lear by William Shakespeare? Yeah.
The musical. Oh, God. Anyway.
Save me, Joe.
Joe, there's a state
Len,
of
are you with us today?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
You know there's a state of emergency in New Jersey?
Really?
What are they afraid of? Just if there's any forecast, schools are closed, state of emergency, batten down the hatches.
Joe, because Joe's our news guy. What does it really mean to be in a state of emergency? Because it doesn't mean that all roads are closed or even all schools are closed, because that's not the case.
I did hear you can't have trucks on the Garden State on a certain... At a certain point.
Yeah, there's certain things. I mean, it allows the police to do certain things that they wouldn't do otherwise. The other thing, too, is I think it's an excuse not to go to work.
Yeah, pretty
much. If you work for the government.
Well, yeah.
If you work for the state government, it's one thing. But schools aren't all closed. So the state of emergency doesn't close schools. I know it does open up certain funds for money to do
you know
things.
What?
Is that the deal?
It's symbolic. It doesn't mean a thing.
By the way.
It doesn't mean a thing.
Doesn't. I heard an interview with Murphy, your governor. They asked him, well, what does that mean as a state of emergency? And I swear he was hemming and hawing.
He doesn't know
I
either.
Swear.
He's a putz.
That's not nice.
A thing.
That's not nice.
No, actually, when they usually declare a state of emergency, that means you should not go to work. Oh, right. No unnecessary travel.
Well, okay. Then why am I here?
Exactly.
Well, we ask that every morning. Hey, here's Governor Murphy.
The New Jersey State Police are preparing the State Emergency Operations Center.
Well, there you go. See, this is
yeah,
it's exactly. Yeah. And they're preparing it. It's like the night show. They're sweeping up.
Well, these public officials are paranoid since that November storm.
Absolutely. That was
really paranoid. Oh, how paranoid are they? Where's the mayor? New Hampshire?
No, Massachusetts. Later.
When's he leaving for
Thursday?
Oh, okay. I thought he was going today.
No. All right.
Up to 2 inches of rain.
Oh my God!
Two inches of rain. Whoa. Oh no!
Ooh,
build an ark.
State. So a hard, serious rain at the back end of this.
Get the animals on there.
Regardless of what it started like, depending on where you are.
Okay, I'm on the New Jersey government site, and basically all it says is that an official can put a state of emergency in if they see any imminent danger, and that it helps agencies and, do things quicker. That's basically it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay. In New Jersey, quicker?
Enables him to make resources immediately available for rescue, evacuation, shelter, and provide essential... it's just basically you could get things done anyway.
Yeah, right.
Because they can't get anything done unless they declare a state of emergency.
We know that.
Well, it sounds like Washington. That's a deal with the wall.
Overall, we want all residents to be safe. Again, please use common sense and caution out on the roads.
There you go. They're ready in New Jersey now. This is the New York City Office of Emergency Management Commissioner Joe Esposito.
It could affect both rush hours. Tomorrow's rush hour could really be messy. Snow. Freezing rain.
Let's talk about today's rush hour. But of course, Ray Stager of the Weather Channel tells us to look for this about 8 o'clock. So I guess we're in the clear for a little while. But if you're out there driving and you see some stuff, let us know. We always want to hear from you. 800-321-0710. State of emergency in New Jersey. Schools are open all over New York City on February 12th, Lincoln's birthday. We used to have today off. In school. Hey, up next, ABC News analyst Alex Castellanos.
He's just free
floating. Do we have a deal on the wall? What about that congresswoman accused of anti-Semitism? And is King Lear really Shakespeare? It's 7 o'clock.